Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
I have recently lost a lifelong friend who has gone to be with the Lord. He was part of the Secret Service. When he would leave on an assignment in a foreign country, he might be gone for weeks, and his wife didn't hear a word from him. She didn't know if he was dead or alive. When Brother Andrew proposed to his pretty blonde heartthrob, it reminded me of my friend in the Secret Service. It went like this: "Please marry me. I'll be gone a lot, and you won't know where. And weeks will go by when you won't hear from me. And though we'll be in missionary work, you won't be able to talk about it. And if one time I don't come back, you'll probably never know what happened. No foreseeable income, a single room for a home." To this proposal, Corey Van Dam, the pretty blonde Dutch girl, responded, "Yes." Andrew was living in a single room above the tool shed in his parents' house. Listen to his description. "My single room above the tool shed was now filled with sunshine and warmth. Corey made it home. We didn't have a kitchen. There was no plumbing in our home. The roof leaked. Never two nights in the same place. What did it matter, as long as we were together?" Andrew was working in the refugee camps in Berlin at the time of the marriage. Clothing bundles flowed in for the refugees, and there was no place to put them but in their one room. Andrew would load up his Volkswagen Beetle for each trip to the refugee camps. But how much can you get into a Beetle, really? Yet the two lovebird newlyweds carried on the Lord's work with great joy.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.